Christine Holgate, the former CEO of Australia Post, has made some stunning allegations. She has claimed that the alleged chairman of Australia Post has lied to Parliament over the Cartier watches scandal. She's also said she felt that she was treated like a criminal and that she was stood down unlawfully. Now, Christine Holgate was forced out of the chop job at Australia Post after it was revealed she'd purchased about $20,000 worth of luxury watches as rewards for senior staff. Scott Morrison, well, he attempted to make an example out of Miss Holgate in Parliament, calling the costs disgraceful. But Miss Holgate's first public comments are likely to fan huge flames into this scandal once again. Tony McElroy is a political reporter with the Australian Financial Review. He's followed this story very closely. Welcome to Money News, Tom.
G'day. Good to be with you, Scott.
Thank you, Tom. This has all happened in the last few hours, but these are some stunning allegations from Christine Holgate. What exactly has she said?
Yeah, we've known this submission to the parliamentary inquiry into her ouster from Australia Post has been coming. And she's really blamed the chairman of Australia Post, Lucio Di Bartolomeo, for her ouster. She says that she was thrown under the bus and treated like a criminal, that she needed mental health support and medication in the days after she was forced out at Australia Post. She says the chairman lied to Parliament, especially about his knowledge of a report by the consulting group Boston Consulting. And she says that senior ministers in the Morrison government abandoned her as the controversy heated up.
Tom, has there been a response from the Australia Post chairman or from the government in the last few hours?
The government hasn't responded. The submission, these lengthy comments, it's a real dossier of material. It was only made public at about 5 this afternoon. Mm. Australia Post has made its own submission, and that speaks for Mr. Di Bartolomeo. It says that all of his evidence to Parliament is accurate, so effectively rejecting the allegation that he lied to Parliament. That's of course, an offence and can get people into trouble. It says that Ms. Holgate is wrong in claiming that she never resigned from the top job or that the Australia Post board leaked information about her in the final hours as the controversy was really gaining traction. It's going to be fascinating. Both Australia Post and Ms. Holgate will give evidence to the parliamentary inquiry in the next couple of weeks. And I'd expect that Lucio Di Bartolomeo will give a forceful defence of his actions. But for someone who was at the top of Australian corporate life, Christine Holgate is concerned about her reputation. She's used this submission, and I expect she'll use an appearance before the committee to defend herself and really blame the Australia Post board for her ouster.
So what happens from here? Like, you've only had this news for a couple of hours, Tom, but does the Senate committee resume hearings on this matter, or where do we go from here?
Yeah, we're expecting hearings. Labor and Pauline Hanson, the One Nation leader, combined to get this inquiry up. It's got a reporting date of April 30, so there's not very much time. There's a couple of hearings planned. I think the first one is due on the 14th of the month. So I would expect Christine Holgate will be the first witness. I also think that there'll be some more revelations from that evidence and from other submissions that have come to the inquiry. But as you say, Scott, it's bad news for the government. They're dealing with various scandals involving high-profile women. And Scott Morrison was very forceful in his criticism of Christine Holgate's decision to buy these watches in Parliament. I expect he'll be asked about it in the next few days as well.
That could be an understatement, Tom, because this is just another scandal you suggested with a high-profile woman treated terribly and with potentially some mental illness and potentially unlawfully. So clearly the government's problems over the treatment of women aren't going to go away anytime soon.
Christine Holgate has some big backers. In the submission, she thanks the Blackmores founder, Marcus Blackmore, as well as Ian Silk, the head of Australian Super, and various other high-profile people for supporting her. I imagine your listeners, as well as people all across the business and political world, will be watching pretty closely to see what happens.
Tom McElroy, who's been covering this story, thank you for joining me this evening on Money News.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, Scott.